Our story begins on the ocean, with wind and rain and thunder and waves. A hurricane roared and raged through the night, and in the middle of the chaos, a cargo ship was sinking, down, 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 to the ocean floor. The ship left hundreds of crates floating on the surface. But as the hurricane thrashed and swirled and knocked them around, the crates also began sinking into the depths. One after another, they were swallowed up by the waves, until only 5 crates remained. By morning, the hurricane was gone. There were no clouds, no ships, no land in sight. There was only calm water and clear skies, and those 5 crates lazily bobbing along an ocean current. We are all responsible for our actions. But what about managing our thoughts and feelings? We often develop the skills of noticing, identifying, and responding to our emotions because we have to, not because we had great teachers early in life. But we have the power to improve those emotional regulation skills. Most people, even kids, can make a great deal of change in how happy and safe they feel by learning to understand their feelings instead of simply reacting to their emotions. As we develop a sense of control and reduce our reactivity to thoughts and emotions, this also helps us more skillfully react to the environment and the emotions of others around us. The oars were audible before the boat came into view. This, despite a noisy wind that coarsened the waters of the bay. It was very late on a black night. The rain, according to one account, fell in torrents, and the wind howled weird-like and drearily. In recent weeks, the weather had been erratic, seductively vernal one day, bone-wrackingly cold the next. One morning, there was snow. For a week, a strong gale had scoured the coast. The 4 enslaved men rowing the boat made steady progress, despite the wind and chop, and hauled their cargo, 3 white Confederate officers, with seeming ease.